Today is October 22nd, 2007. It's the National Day of Protest Against Police Brutality and also the anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party for self-defense. You're about to listen to an interview from Imperial Valley State Prison. The interview is with Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, the longest-held Black Panther political prisoner. He's been down for 38 years since the age of 18. In honor of the Black Panther Party and in honor of all those who are caught up behind enemy lines, the Watsonville Brown Berets and myself, Reva Love, bring you this interview in solidarity. This is Reva Love, and I've got Chip Fitzgerald on the line. Chip Fitzgerald is a former Black Panther political prisoner who's been incarcerated behind enemy lines over the past 38 years. Talk a little bit about who you are.
Okay, well, as I was introduced as Chip Fitzgerald, I'm from Los Angeles, California. Was born and raised in the Watts Compton area, and shortly after the 1965 Watts Revolt, there was a period of radicalization that began to influence a lot of the youth in the Los Angeles area. And as a result of that influence, we began to take the position that...
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
The young people began to take a position that we had to do something to deal with the issues of racism and police brutality and the occupation of the people of color community.
About what year was this?
This was in beginning probably in 1965, 66, and 67.
Okay.
And around this time, the brothers and sisters in Northern California, particularly in the Oakland community, began and formed the Black Panther Party and took the struggle against social injustice and the struggle against racism to a whole nother level. And we were not content with the issue of civil rights, but the struggle became one of human rights. And
how did you become involved in the party?
Well, my part in the party became as a result of while I was in doing a youth authority commitment in DVI, Tracy, California, we formed a study group that was generally known as Black Nationalists. Hmm. But as a result of our study and investigation, we saw that the struggle was much more than an issue of Black versus white, but actually a class issue of the have versus the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And during this period, the Black Student Union in the Bay Area, such as San Francisco State University, Berkeley, etc., they began to take a firm stand against the Vietnam War and against the issues of racism in the United States.
Can you give a short synopsis of your life over the past 38 years, sort of starting with your incarceration, your week-long, I believe your trial lasted 1 week, and that includes the jury selection, the trial, and your sentencing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, in the spring of 69, there were several party members that was released from DVI, and when we got released, we immediately joined the Black Panther Party.
Hmm.
And as a result of our joining the party, we introduced a new spirit, a new dedication to the struggle in the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
And the Southern California chapter of the Black Panther Party. And as a result of our work and the success we were having in community, we became targeted by the powers that be, such as the Los Angeles Intelligence Squad that was known, the Los Angeles Intelligence Squad, known as the Metro Squad.
Mm.
And we became harassed, and at some point, some of us were even murdered.
Mm.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
And then how did you get caught up and end up being sentenced to the death? You received the death penalty originally in 1968?
What happened was, comrades and myself, we were involved in a shootout in Gardena, California, in which Robert Williams, one of my comrades, and Luxy Irvin and myself, we were wounded during the shootout, and Highway Patrol was also wounded. Robert and Luxy were captured, and I managed to escape and elude capture for several weeks. And during that time, I was charged with the 187, the killing of a security guard. And as a result, the process was to get us, to render us inactive and get us in prison as quickly as possible. And so I was on trial. My trial lasted 5 days, and a guilty verdict was returned, and I was sentenced to death.
And then your death sentence was overruled or commuted to life with parole, correct?
Well, fortunately, in February 1972, there was a ruling by the California State Supreme Court in which the death penalty was ruled, capital punishment was ruled unconstitutional, and everyone on death row's life, everyone's on death row's death sentence was reduced to life imprisonment with the possibility of parole.
And now you're up for parole anytime, correct?
So after my 7-year period, I became eligible for parole. Mm. But it's been a constant denial year after year after year, mm-hmm. simply because of the political position that I took in joining the Black Panther Party and against racism and the injustice in America.
Mm-hmm. What knowledge is important for young folks today who are involved in the struggle for social justice and freedom? And so what kind of advice do you have for young folks?
Well, the main thing that young people have to realize is that they can, and if committed, they will make a difference. They have to understand that every effort that they put
this
forth...
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
They have to realize that every effort that they put forth to change the issues of... to deal with the issues of racism and injustice can actually come about. And they need to study, and they need to believe in themselves and have faith in themselves and have faith in the people. Even though they may encounter some difficulties where, because of their youth, people may not listen to them, but they are our future leaders and they are our future.
Mm-hmm. How important is Black and brown unity?
The unity of the Black and brown unity,
mm-hmm.
and the unity of people in general is absolutely essential to bring about the necessary changes and positive changes in society. And we can't allow the powers that be to have people of color oppress people at each other's throats.
How can young people affect the powers that be in this day when power seems so out of touch with us? How can we make those changes?
Well, the first thing is young people need to understand that we have more in common. We have intersected interests as opposed to being separated by our communities and separated by our various cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And that in America, it is absolutely essential to think in terms of getting involved in the political process, to get involved in voter registration, and get involved in actually voting.
Mm-hmm.
As we see in various parts of throughout Latin America, the vote has become a powerful instrument for liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And we are strongly united as opposed to being divided.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when you're freed from prison?
Various aspects that community.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
What can people do to support you right now?
Well, main thing is the people need to... support me and others. And
you have 120 seconds left on this call.
The best way people can support me and people and inmates of convicts who are similarly situated is to contact their legislatures and to contact the federal district judges and demand that the Board of Prison Terms, the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and all their reactionary supporters follow the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
If they follow the rule of law, I will be out of here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. And there's a website up for you. It's www.freechip.info. People can go there for updates for your address. Do you like some letters?
Absolutely.
All right. Much love and much respect, Brother Chip.
Embrace to the people and
you
all power to the people.
60 seconds left on this call.
Any last words for people? We'll be playing this far and wide.
People need to be involved in the political process and have faith in themselves. And have faith and believe in to commit themselves to the struggle.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much.
We love you.
Much love to you, too.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay.
Peace. You just heard an interview with Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, longest-held Black Panther political prisoner in captivity. For more information on Chip's campaign, his case, his history, and his mailing address, hit up his website, www.freechip.info. www.freechip.info. Check it.